Great. Good evening. It's Monday, June 8th, 7:05. Meeting of the WPFW Finance Committee. I'm WPFW Treasurer Tom Chase, and Eileen, if you would call the roll, please.
Okay. And here it is: Irene Adams, Wanda Nowy, Kamau Harris.
I'm here.
Julie Hewitt.
I'm here.
Tony Leon has resigned. Minerva Sanders, not here. Let's see. Shayna, do we expect Shayna, our GM, to attend?
I would expect her, but we talked this morning, went over the budget and talked about this meeting.
Who knows then? Okay, and Sabu Hakim is not here, and Lou Wolf is not here. And here is Ellen. Is this our Ellen? Where'd she go? Hi, Ellen. And is Miss Williams, are you a new member? Or are you just sitting in? Michelle? Can I call you Michelle? You're muted.
I know, I was looking for my button. It's Thomas, not Williams. I've been a member for some time.
Of the Finance Committee?
No, of the station. I'm just, okay. You know, not a member of the committee.
Okay, so you're just kind of sitting in, seeing how things go.
Yeah, I'm a donor. I'm signed up to volunteer, so I'm proactive.
Great. Welcome.
Welcome.
And Ellen, is that Ellen Carter or another Ellen?
Yes, it's Ellen Carter.
Ellen,
how are you doing?
Carter,
long
hi.
Time.
Yeah, it's been forever. Nice to see you here.
Good to see all of you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it then for now.
All
we've
right.
got only Thanks. Two. Tom, are you a voting member?
No, I don't believe
so. We've only got two voting members today. Oh wait, Ellen. Now, wait a minute. What happened, Ellen? You also entered the waiting room. What's going on here?
Oh, okay. Let me close that out if it's two. No, I'm non-voting.
Right. No, I know you're not on this committee, but, you know, nice to see you here. Anyway, okay, Tom, that's
great. Thank
everything
you.
I've
and
done.
Welcome, Michelle and Ellen. So approve the agenda is essentially I've shared the report with the committee. I'll put it on the screen. And Michelle and Ellen, if Eileen doesn't have your email, and I know she has Ellen, that's why I stalled. If you would just send them the report, forward the report to both Michelle and Eileen, I think.
Michelle and Ellen.
Ellen, thank you.
Yeah, Michelle, if you could give me your email, then I can send
you could
that to you.
Drop it in the chat or something.
Okay.
Then, okay. Yeah, since you came and joined us, you see what we're working with. So let me share my screen. And I'm
give me
send
one
a
second.
To you, Eileen.
Allow, and I think somebody's in the waiting room. No? Guess not.
Okay. So again, you know, essentially for the month end of May, we ended up with a net revenue. Let me switch.
What happened?
Can you still see? I just switched screens. I'm sorry. I'm going to talk from this one to start. So for May, here. We ended up 195,000 revenue, primarily from the fund drive in May. Plus, we had the Amy Goodman documentary with the meet and greet that brought in 10,000 just for the meet and greet net revenue generally. And then, we ended up with about $70,000 net at the end of the month and 115,000 for our total expenditures. You know, on the budget side, we were looking at 214,000 for the month. So we were just shy, a bit on the revenue, and we were a little over on the expense side. And I'll explain those when I jump back here to my notes. Just again, overall, our net revenue for May was positive 69,000, but we were 45 below what we were shooting for the month. We had 198,000 in revenue, but we missed our budget by 16. We were shooting for 214. And our expenses exceeded our budget by 29,000. And that was largely by closing out our reimbursements of expenses with the IGM and our venue deposit for the 50th anniversary celebration in May 27. So otherwise, you know, we're essentially on budget on expenses for the month and with no, you know, outstanding expenses except these two I mentioned. And our revenue, actually, we did pretty good considering our overall fund drive. We had a very ambitious goal of 250,000. And as you know, through the, you know, reporting after the drive, we didn't meet the goal by quite a margin. But overall, for our budget for revenue for the month, you know, we did pretty well and came within 15,000. So for the year, you know, we're still pretty much, we would be really good, except, you know, for a couple of things. Last month, I mentioned to you there was the $20,000 ASCAP payment that we made it right at the end of September and didn't get credited till October and wasn't in our budget for this year. And then we've had the, we're now having the charge of $7,133 a month for the audit charge coming from Pacifica. And we received the second request for that payment. So that appears to be monthly. In fact, it said in the request that it'll be monthly for the duration of the audit. So I'm sort of projecting, and I'll talk about that next, as sort of some budget projections through the end of the year with, you know, some options that management is considering. You know, and we're certainly open to discuss now and get input on from you folks. And I believe, you know, there'll be opportunity for that by the LSB meeting as well. So let me pause there before I talk about projections to the end of the year and just ask if there's any questions about kind of the current month. Yeah, Eileen?
Before that, just for the recording, I want to inform you that Wanda Nowy has joined us.
Great. Thank you. Welcome, Wanda.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no questions on that, let me jump back into it. Okay, so that's actual. So the projected now with the sort of one star, that's the same projection that you've seen, you know, in all the reports to this point. And, you know, the expenses reflect what we had in the original budget with a preponderance of the investment going towards engineering assessment and investment in the tower, antenna transmission backup power system. We haven't really made any progress on that. at this point in the year. So, but you know, again, that column would be where we would end up with the current execution and executing on, you know, all of our revenue projections. And again, all those expenditures we talked about right now would get us a net revenue for the year of 71. So we're coming up short on budget, you know, primarily, again, are the two items I mentioned, the unexpected charge. You know, that charge, again, just to point out, we had the net revenue showed up in last year's budget. You know, we exceeded the budget by that amount last year. So it's not like it's lost money, but it just shifted the fiscal year it's showing up in. And then, you know, the payments now going to the extra payments to national office. That's only a smaller part of the difference, but that didn't project out the full 50,000 even for this, only what we paid so far. In this, the double star projection, it includes that the revenue, we meet our revenue targets, and we make these adjustments to the expenditures. So we increased the administration by 50,000 for the audit payments. And that hopefully is high, but that's seven payments of 7 months at 7,000 a month. We increased the development by 45,000 for the branding refresh and the website update, which is, as I understand it, being executed. And increasing the personnel by 10,000 for communications and development interns. And that may be a little bit higher because the development person were actually, and this decision was just made recently too, have that person be a daily hire under the union contract because there's essentially a development manager type position in the contract, and we want someone to do development work. So we're just going to pay the daily rate and, you know, the intern type hours and use a student with, you know, qualifications to warrant that. And we've got some good candidates we're looking at. And then the other position will be a true intern, not a daily hire. It'll be a lower rate. And, you know, we've worked with the union to agree that those duties wouldn't have been covered under the contract anyway. So, but I think it's just a, you know, probably maybe 12,000 instead of 10,000 total for that line. And then finally, again, under that double star projection column, we reduced the funding under the development line for the engineering work that was still outstanding by 120,000. And so with all of those changes, we project to get closer to being on budget of 90,000. And then, but that again is assuming that we can get underwriting up to where we need it to be, which I'm not so sure we can. And we've still got 25,000 in grants to close the gap on the budget. So this third projection is, okay, what if we get another 10,000 in grants and we only get another, you know, 7,200 in underwriting, you know, where does that get us? And, but we do all of the expenditure changes that were mentioned in the first one. So, you know, it still keeps us on a positive budget, and most, you know, most of the difference can be attributed to the other changes. You know, the 50,000 that we're paying for the audit and the 20,000 from the, you know, last year's accrual mistake. So that's my report and projections. And now I will go back and take any questions. Eileen.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. I probably just didn't catch everything you said, but the audit, we have to pay $50,000 for the national, is that that's the national audit, right?
Correct.
How much is the actual, is that going to be $250,000 then from, you know, the five stations?
That's my projection. I mean, I'm getting the information at $7,133 a month.
Because I think that's way higher than we paid in the past.
Well, it's for 4 years of audits.
Gone up. I'm sorry?
It's for 4 years of audits.
Oh.
It's not for 1 year of audit.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So, and it was after the last auditor quit. So it's not a cheap endeavor.
No. Oh, man. I didn't realize that. I guess I really haven't been paying attention.
Yeah.
And for the benefit of people who don't know me that well, I was chair of the audit committee for a couple of years, 2 or 3 years. And then, you know, I stopped being chair of the audit committee. And I guess, I don't know, have any audits been finished since then?
They're working on the 22 and 23.
2022 and 2023.
And they expect to finish those, I think, around August. And then they're going to do 23 and 24 and finish those by November.
How did
so
they
it's $7,000 a month for each station because
Yikes.
The national office didn't have the funds to do that.
And then my other question was, I didn't quite catch your explanation about the development costs. Are you saying that we've added an actual development personnel?
No, well, there's the development line, which is the branding refresh and website. That's being done by a consultant. That's $45,000. And then there's a development intern that will be an intern and will be paid under the union contract.
Okay, so increased development by 45K. Where is that?
So okay. Let me go back and share my screen.
I'm sorry.
Don't
I don't
be
want
sorry.
To take up a lot of time, but
we have plenty. So I mean this overall line here.
Let me come back and look. Can you make that? Can you magnify a little
I
bit?
Sure can.
I can't reach. I can't read this. All right.
Yeah, I don't can. But this development line, you can see our projection was we would spend $108,000 by the end of the year. That was our projected. And
okay.
So we just added $45,000 to
that.
Oh,
there's
so
the
now,
okay.
Now
okay.
we're shooting for 153. And if you go and then in here.
Just if you could go
oh,
back.
Well, on this one, I don't break it down, the different ones. This is just the. To the end of the year projection.
Can you go back to the expense? Because let's see, we had the budget through the end of May at 37 and the actual at 40, but then the budget for the entire fiscal year was 105. So So
I'm
the
not following,
budget was
right?
three plus. So the budget in column B, for 2/3 of the year, right?
No, this but the column D is what the board approved last year,
right.
in the budget.
But
Columns, go ahead.
No, but in column B, you only have 36,666.
Yeah. Yep.
May 26.
So if you look at this budget over here, this, and you kind of just look from, you know, here to May,
right,
on development.
Bill.
Right. Just if you add up those, and that's just the way.
Sure.
Oh, here. Yeah. So 50,000 for the things that depended on grant funding.
Okay.
All of the grant funding, went into the last month. Okay. So if we didn't get the grant, we wouldn't spend the money. That's sort of how we built that part of the budget. In the budget, but it, I don't know if I'm getting too deep here.
But then, because, yeah, that. But then, yeah. All right, so if I take out that 50,000, if I look at column D, there's 105,000. But that would only happen if we got the 50,000, right? In grants? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, right. Because, well, let's see, for development.
I'm just trying to understand.
So the development, the 50,000 that's at the end on the line on the development is for the in-kind services, not grants. That's the money that we get for the social media COJO. Oh,
okay.
And we actually did get all that money. So that's this in-kind projected, I guess I should have put it. It doesn't actually come into us, but we did get the 50,000.
No, but we get it, and it's, you know, in kind is.
It's in kind, so that's why it's in the 50.
Right, you want to show the income and expense.
Yeah, so that 50 is built into this.
Okay.
And all these
okay.
projected numbers.
That helps. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Good. I'm
Thank
glad we
you.
Cleared that up. Yep. Anything else that you had?
No, I'm done.
Okay. Mao.
All right, thanks, Tom. My question, my camera doesn't work. What's happening? Oh, there it is.
There you go.
My question is about the revenue. So I'm seeing, you know, as we move through, things happen, some one-time things, were coming through, one-time hits. And then we're making some investments, it looks like, and some personnel, things like that. How can the board, and seeing that we're kind of lacking in both that underwriting area and grants, how can the local station board make that up? I know we've got some activities that are flowing through, some of the things that Craig Williams is doing. But in a way, I would like to at least next week or bring to the board, the LSB, the fact that, you know, we need to make up, if you will, some of that revenue that we're not getting, you know, through the grants and underwriting. Any suggestions there, or is it just kind of pass the hat? Did you have any thoughts around that? Or, you know, at the answer now, you can kind of meditate on it, maybe come back. We can circle back on it. But I am concerned about that revenue gap there.
Yeah, and I mean, it's an enduring question because, and Shane and I are working on a 5-year projection, you know, taking into account further growth of the staff, the need to relocate, investments, the engineering investments that we've deferred from this year that I think are still necessary. So, you know, we are working on, improving the data quality of our current donor base and improving our volunteer efforts. We had a staff meeting. We're really looking, you know, Sheena's working to onboard volunteers through a, you know, educational process. And one of the things we want to do is really work with the programmers. I think, you know, to have like volunteer producers working with programmers, because it's tough to get programmers to read their emails, you know, that go out broadly to programmers for lots of things that we need. There's getting the information into the confessor system in a timely way so it can be marketed, you know, in a timely way, things like that, social media. And so there's a, you know, maybe there's things in those volunteer sites that build capacity towards future fundraising. I'm brainstorming besides the just pass the hat, because that's always like, go to your peeps and just, we need checks, you know. But, you know, we've got these monthly events our Greg is putting together where we talked about finding other genres and locations. So maybe there's something we do that's more R&B related that's, you know, in another neighborhood at a different venue that runs in alternate months, or, you know, a reggae event or whatever. So I think there are those ideas that, you know, Shana will be bringing to the committees. And I think she wants to work with you in the committees to do that. She's, I think, either today or tomorrow is talking with Martha about the 5K run. So that's coming up. There's going to be the Jazz and Justice Festival in September, and we're signing a contract with the for the U Street Jam. We're going to bring that back in November. So, you know, helping on all those, promoting those, getting sponsors. I think we can do more in sponsoring those events. The underwriting is still tough because it's the internal operations that I can't, we haven't been able to focus on yet. So I expect we will in the near future, before the end of the year, we'll get something in on that. But I still don't feel confident we've got a product to push there yet. Michelle, yeah.
As a member and not a member of the committee, just let me know when I can speak.
Anytime. Just maybe put your hand up as you did, or do the mechanical one.
But all right, thank you.
Anytime, you're welcome to.
Is the 5K in development or development section, or is it a fundraiser?
Well, under the budget, we put sort of the expenses for that under the community development line.
Mm-hmm.
The goals for it, I think, are not clearly defined. Maybe, you know, in a corporate sense, different volunteers have different maybe goals for it. I'm new, so I haven't really worked on it.
Well, I've participated. I know Camus has as well. It's not well attended. And so I'm just, I mean, I personally wouldn't want to see a run in a 50th anniversary with 24 people. So I think that that needs to be reviewed. I think it should happen, but I think it has to be 100 people or more. So that's, you know, I don't know how much it costs. It was fun, but I mean, I just can't understand. You know, I went back recently to look to see how many people, I, you know, looked at my time. I walked, you know, but I mean, there really wasn't more than 24 participants. Mm. And I believe also for most 5Ks, the registration fee is higher than what one would pay. I don't know if that's, I doubt that that's the reason why people are not participating. It just is not, you know, recruitment to do that. It would be nice to see all our new organizations that we've developed relationships with to be participating in that, and that it also be, more diverse in terms of age group. So I'm happy to volunteer and work with that if need be.
Super. Thank you. I appreciate those comments. And I know that it's new. We have a new general manager, and she just learned about this event today, and she's got some ideas, and I think it'll, thank you. We'll just leave it there for now. Hakeem? Or Sabu, I guess.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Sorry I'm popping in here late. One of the issues with the 5K young lady is that we can't get enough headway in advertising it. We asked, this is June, and we asked the staff or management, could we start putting out little reminders about the 5K? And they told us no, that we can't start advertising. They usually only give us about 2 weeks out for the thing, which that's not really, because people can plan ahead and then get involved in that. We have changed up. We're going to add children this year. But yeah, that's one of the problems. The other one is that they in not so much the chairs, but in the process, since they downsized the board, but at one point, out of maybe 24 board members, we might only have 4 or 5 that show up. They don't even support it, you know, because we have a list of who paid and registered and stuff. So there's some internal issues there. It's a good function. It's about maybe 20, 25 people that run or walk, you know, and, it definitely, we could use more because we're paying out of pocket, basically, the outreach committee and the people on that committee to get, they got a professional who does your time and all stuff like that. So, there's some issues and this would be our 8th year, but we keep running into some of the same issues every year. I don't know what that is, but yeah, that's how that works. So, but it is a good concept. It has been consistent compared to other events that the station has done. So, and we've got, you know, a response. So hopefully this year we can increase that. Yep.
Great. Thank you. Kamau?
Yeah. So I think from the board's perspective anyway, the walk comes under the community outreach committee or the, you know, outreach committee. They are the ones that have organized that for the local station board at Zabu's point over the last 8 years. So that if you're going to be working through the board, and I'm speaking to Michelle here, that's the committee you want to get on to be involved in that particular activity, the 5K. Now, I will say as a suggestion that maybe the 5K has been kind of billed as a fun run walk. Sometimes, especially in this area, I've noticed competition, being competitive about the running or the walking can maybe entice more people to join in and giving out, whether it's a small, you know, nothing large, trophy, some ribbons, first place, second place, may allow for, you know, even if you got some of the local stores to give us some gift certificates or, you know, some kind of prizes, sometimes that will entice folk to come out as well. So I think maybe as the committee meets, now I do know they've somewhat held their meetings off to the side because the actual vendors who supported us, some folks were doing like yoga and some other activities. They were really concerned about the turnout. And so they've kind of put a lot of energy behind it now as well to kind of get that 5K a little bit more popular. So I think there's a resurgence in activity. And I think if we, and I'm going to talk to management. I'm a little concerned about the advertising, just the PSA being run. I'm not sure why that's prohibitive at this point. It feels like we need that in order to get the folk to sign up. So that's my thoughts there, but outreach is your committee show.
And is there a competing, you said something other event in September? Is that competing with this run?
No. I was saying that maybe making the runners within this 5K treated.
No. Yeah. What I'm talking about competing is there was some other event in
the
September.
Jazz and Justice Festival.
Oh, the festival. Yeah.
I'm not sure what the dates are. I wondered about that myself. I mean, they wouldn't compete, I think, for audience. I mean, I would go to both, but we got to make sure the dates aren't a problem.
Okay.
I agree. Thank you. Great. Any other questions, Julie? Any updates you might have from the National, or you want to correct anything I said about anything?
No, the only, I don't really have an update because the National Finance Committee meets tomorrow night. So I'll know more then. Not much I can say tonight. So, what you said earlier for Eileen's benefit about the audits is it's money for 4 years worth of audits, which that's why it's so expensive. And it's because, even though PFW is, largely paying central services, some other stations aren't. And that's why the national office doesn't have enough money to just pay for the audits. So it's unfortunate, but we'll get there. I swear. I hope we will.
Thank you, Julie. Okay. Any other questions? Anything, Kamau, you want us to focus on with the board next week in particular?
Yeah, no. I don't know if you and Shayna want to just kind of not like give out any numbers, but like kind of think about what your budget, what your priorities are, for the up and coming year. So, as the board changes now in its function, the local station board anyway, you can kind of almost get the new crop, new folks will be coming in kind of acclimated to what the expectations are around fundraising and, things like that. I think teeing it up and allowing whoever the candidates, whoever the folks might be that come in to kind of understand, the vision, that would be helpful.
Good point.
As part of it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know Shayna mentioned she started working on a strategic plan with Katia last week. And so I think we ought to be able to get you some 10,000 foot view of where we want to be. Okay, cool. All right. There is. Thank you, everyone. We'll adjourn.
I have one more question. Sorry.
Oh, please. Go ahead. No worries.
I'm sorry. I doubt that it can be answered here, but going forward, from the general manager, when there is a fundraiser, after a fundraiser, what type of analysis is made other than reaching the goal, not reaching the goal, in terms of analyzing that process? Because I don't know why, but I guess I commute a lot. So I listen to a lot of the radio programs. So I don't switch off too much, if there's a fundraiser. So I have my own subjective views of certain things, but I know that there is objective data to understand, and maybe some of, different individuals' observations, can increase, the success of those efforts. So that's kind of that's the thing that I'm curious about.
Cool. All right. Do you have a data background? Just curious.
No, I have a science background, so I'm a very evidence-based person. And cool. I've done fundraising, and I'm a major donor for other charities. So, I have my questions sometimes when I'm asked for additional money. And it's not, I don't feel bad when people ask for money. It's just, if someone asks me for money in the first quarter of the year, I've already spent quite a bit of money in the last quarter of the year.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. So I appreciate it.
It's just my rhythm of what to do, but I also understand what people won't do. I mean, even, a question I have is, the events at coming up for what's the venue?
Palisades. Sunday. Palisades.
Hmm? Yeah, Palisades.
Palisades.
And I don't know how often is that a requirement to use Eventbrite. There are some platforms that the person purchasing doesn't have to pay an extra fee, and the nonprofit doesn't have to lose revenue by paying a fee. I don't know how that's all structured, but I just made a contribution through Zefty, and it wasn't perfect. And I called the person who was running that particular fundraiser to tell them that I couldn't manipulate it where I didn't have to make another contribution for the processing fee. But I could have paid zero and all the money would have gone, all the money that I paid does go to the charity, but there's an additional fund. So there are different platforms out there like that, not only that. So I'm just looking for ways that we can make money, you know, awesome. make money for the station is, you know, that's all.
Great. Well, thank you. I mean, I'm an engineer and I'm retired. I worked for the government and trade association. So yes, I'm interested in data too. The challenge is Pacifica has really archaic systems and WPFW. And so it's very challenging. I am helping, process some of the data. We now are able to look at, in a, you know, using Python and, you know, in a way that I can extract the data from our transaction data system, which is how, you know, when you make a donation through the website, it's that old looking kind of web page. That goes into a PHP data, you know, MySQL database system that's transaction based. So we don't have donor accounts even. And so when we do our tax notices at the, you know, at the end of the year, the beginning of the year, it's a real challenge to get how much did you pay? Because if you had a different name or you did it on different credit cards, you're kind of different donors to us. And so, yeah, we have some challenges there. I think, you know, I'm happy to chat with you more about that. And I know part of the website and the rebranding updates that Shana Gym Management is making is to start to move us on some of digital improvements.
Yeah, no, I think
we have a ways to go. And
yeah, I want to encourage everybody that it's not necessarily the best thing to hear all the war stories that we have from different experiences, but you know, I'm optimistic. As long as you're making the demand that what the update is with the website will get us there.
Yeah.
I'm just here, you know, to help as a volunteer, to help as a donor, and to say, are you, you know, I'm very happy to say, are you crazy? You know, you want my money and you can't, you know.
Well, and I appreciate that. And I think
the challenge, the station and the members and the programmers, we have the people to meet the challenge. We need more of the community to meet the challenge. We need more, but you know, it's worth our energies to pursue this challenge.
Yeah. And I would also just thank you for your input and encourage you to, you mentioned, you know, you sit in the car and you hear a lot of this and you have thoughts about it. And I would encourage you to jot those down and share them with general manager, with the outreach committee, or, you know, keep those ideas coming because, you know, I wasn't just being defensive. I came in and we've been making progress. I share many of your ideas. So your perspective is welcome and keep it coming.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. And so, you know, I think most people have seen me at the LSV meeting. I've been sitting and learning and, you know, I want to fit in and be helpful and, you know, and, be humble, about the process. But, you know, whatever we all can see and do to make things better, we definitely need to, you know, to move forward.
Absolutely. Thank you. Great. Well, that's a very positive way to end. Any last words, anyone else?
Great meeting. Thank you.
Great. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. Good
see you next Wednesday.
Take care, everyone.
See you. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Take care. Hi, Ellen. Bye, Ellen.
Good night. Bye-bye, Lee. Good to see you, though.
Likewise. Okay. Okay.
Oh,
hi, Wanda. Goodbye.
Hi, Eileen.
Okay. See you next month, I guess. Bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.